Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
7:17. It is going to be a chilly day today. It's going to be pretty much, for me, a perfect day as long as it doesn't cool, clear up. A 20% chance for any remaining, I can't read. I had surgery yesterday in my eyes, and I cannot read. I just can't see because of some swelling, etc. Anyway, 59 degrees for a high, 20% chance for any remaining rain. And I just love it, cloudy and cool. Tomorrow, going to be brilliant. Sunny, highs of 63, open the doors, open the windows, watch LSU. And then Sunday, if you're doing some tailgating for the Saints game, highs of 71. And that would be really after the game, so it's going to be cooler before that. And plenty of sunshine. And I think when it's cool, it's a better time to grill. Why would you want to grill when it's 95 degrees outside? I always thought that was backward. Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of our Tiger Tailgating Show. How you?
Good, Tommy. How you doing, my brother?
I'm well. You see what I'm saying? When it's cold, that's when you would want to grill, because you go by the hot grill and it warms you up, right? Not when it's 95.
I think in Louisiana, man, you can grill anytime you're ready. Just, you can put that on a Tuesday night when it's 76 degrees. You can put it out on a Sunday morning if it's 2 degrees. So it doesn't matter, which it'll never be 2 degrees here in Louisiana, but, you know.
Herb, I like the way you think. By gosh.
The one consistent thing across the board is a good barbecue. You can never go wrong with it.
Grilling with Herb now this morning. If you have any tips, tell me about LSU Bama. How are you seeing this thing shaping up?
Oh, man, look, you know, it's that game of the century again for the second time in this century. Mm-hmm. You got two great teams that are coached by what I think is one all-time great, who's going to go down probably in the history of college football as the best coach ever in Nick Saban. And then you got a great up-and-coming coach, if you will, if I can use that, in Coach O, which he's shown to have being able to do what he said he's going to do, right? And this year is going to be special, man. This particular game on Saturday, you got Joe Burrow, who I think is the Heisman front runner coming up, Heisman front runner in the race this year. I think he's going to just go out, and I think he's going to do what he normally does, throw 3 or 4 touchdown passes. I think Tua is going to play, and I think Tua is going to do the same. I don't think this is going to be one of those lopsided games, Alabama, you know, 38, LSU, 10, nothing like that, or even like a 2017 game. I think it's going to be relatively close, and I think it's going to be some points that will be put on the board somewhere between 30, 36 points. You know, it'd be like a 36-33 win or something like that, a 36-35 win, something like that. And that's what I'm looking forward to. The defenses are really good. You got 4 of the best cornerbacks in the country that will be playing this weekend on this Saturday, in Christian Fulton and Derrick Stingley Jr., as well as Patrick Surtain Jr. on the other side. And I believe the guy's name is Ruggs on the other side as well.
So, Herb, we're going to pick it up right here when we come back. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we've got to check the traffic. And, you know, Patrick Surtain, I remember when his dad was going to car. And it's just amazing how quickly the time flies, don't you think?
Yep. I played with his dad at Carr.
Did you?
Know, he
okay.
He was starting quarterback before I was.
Yep. Wasn't that long ago, man. Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of the Tiger Tailgating Show. And I think he's right to talk about Coach O as an up-and-comer, because at this level, for what he's achieved and continues to achieve, I think that would be appropriate. And I don't think that's any disrespect to him, despite his long history. 7:21 more. We come back. Any questions for Herb Tyler? Even about grilling, we prefer football. You can text them at 870-870 right now. Time for traffic on WWL. 7:25, game of the millennium. Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of our Tiger Tailgating Show. How did you refer game of the century? 2, 3, 4th? How many of them?
Well, it's you know, two. This would be two. That's it.
Yeah.
So this would be the second one. It'd be difficult. I think if Coach O continues to coach the way he has, we'll have another one next year.
I think you're right. So long as those two are going at each other. And that's an interesting point, Herb, that, man, this could set up a rivalry like you wouldn't believe if it keeps going back and forth, or for whatever reason, Coach O and LSU could set up a dominance over Alabama year to year. You know, you're talking about the four best cornerbacks in the nation on the field. I would think you're talking about two of the better quarterbacks as well, right? Quarterbacks, not cornerbacks.
Absolutely, yeah. No, you have two of the top Heisman Trophy candidates in this, in Joe Burrow and Tua Tagovailoa. And he, you know, the thing about Tua is the NFL scouts are just drooling over him, man, because he can make all the throws. He sees the field very well. He can also move within the pocket and outside of the pocket. And then, as you know, if you just put a couple of decent receivers on, you know, outside for him, he's going to make some things happen. So he's proved that since he's been a freshman. So with that being said, he's also not afraid of the big game. However, he hasn't been great in the big game. So last year against Clemson in the championship game, as you know, that he didn't fare too well, and he ended up losing. So I'm hoping that, you know, Broadway Joe will come in tomorrow and do his thing, which would be on another grand stage and actually upset Tua at his own house, in his own stadium, Brandon.
I had a vision this morning in the shower of an overtime game between LSU and Alabama. You think there's any likelihood of that?
It's a possibility. I won't say, you know, you know, it's this game, I think, you know, I think it's going to come down to who has the ball last. I do. I don't think it's going to come down to a overtime game, though. I think somebody's going to end up winning by, you know, 3 points, 2 points, whatever that situation may be. And look, I'm going to tell you, the coaches don't want to go into overtime because this is going to be a slugfest, as it always is, right? Even though you're going to have these teams throwing the ball around, I still think there's going to be some really ferocious hits in this game.
A lot of people in the ice tub, huh?
Yeah, always. Look, those two, we have two of the best offenses and defensive lines in college football going at it, too. Those guys, the big uglies up front, right? Those guys
big uglies
are going to be going at it. Yeah, they're going to be going at it.
Let me ask you this real quick, and this is a personal thing. Did you ever sit in that ice tub?
Always.
How
always,
in the hell do
man,
you do
ice
that?
Tub.
How do you sit in a tub full of ice and water?
You just got to get in, man. Once you get in, you know, your body acclimates about 30 seconds later, you know.
Yeah.
Your body temperature lowers, if you will, and you get used to it. But it's the best thing for you because it keeps the swelling down, and it just brings you back from those whatever little nagging injuries that you've occurred at the, you know, during the game or whatever. It's just the bruises and things like that. It helps with those sorts of things.
How long,
it's a great thing. I love it.
How long do you stay in there?
I don't stay in there too long, maybe 3 to 5 minutes at the most.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Do a lot of big, beefy football players scream like a schoolgirl once they climb in?
Look, I don't know about that. I don't remember that happening too often. But you know, they make a lot of noise in there, and it's not screaming like girls, I can tell you that.
I can imagine. So, Herb, your prediction. What are you looking for on Monday morning? What are you and I going to be talking about? Players of the game, et cetera?
Yeah, so I'm looking to see Clyde Edwards-Helaire have a really good game, along with Ty Davis-Price, who's running back for LSU. I'm looking for, I'm looking for Derrick Stingley to get one intercept or some decent pass breakups, as well as Christian Fulton. I'm looking for our defensive line to put some pressure on Tua and to do their very best to stop their run game of LSU. At the end of the day, Joe Burrow, I think, is going to give us Joe Burrow. I think he's going to be 22 of 30 passing or something like that. 300-something yards with maybe 2 or 3 touchdowns. And then those wide receivers, man, I really want to see them get loose, catch the ball, and make sure they use their ability to run with the football after the catch.
That's all right, so you're saying LSU by 2 or 3?
I'm saying LSU by 3 points.
Thank you, Herb.
I'm like, it's like 38, 35.
I appreciate your time. I know you're going to be going crazy tomorrow. Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback, co-host of our Tiger Tailgating Show.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.